Marco shot me a look that said we would talk later, but I dismissed him. The guys walked into the square, and I fell behind, even though I was sure Hansi had meant to invite me, too. Right now, I needed time to think. Alone. I stepped into the square and halted again. Long tables with food were being set up, musicians were positioning themselves beside the fountain, and dancers gathered around them. All the Tziganes of the enclave milled about the square, talking and laughing and drinking, and soon eating and dancing. This might not be the best place to think or to be alone. I took a step back, intent on leaving this place and going back home. But then I stood my ground and lifted my chin. I was a warrior, and a damn good one at that. I wouldn't run from a square full of people or a silly rumor. And if, in case I was completely wrong about Rai, I could simply kick his ass if the rumors ever came true. But within 2 minutes of walking around the square, my steps faltered and I halted once more. Across the crowd, Rai approached my father, who received him with a big smile and a firm handshake. My heart sped up, pounding against my ribs. No, it wasn't true. There had to be another explanation for why Rai was suddenly talking to my father as if they were best friends. Standing beside my father, the warrior turned around. While they spoke in what looked like a casual manner, Rai's vigilant eyes swept around the square. I shrunk beside a lamppost, hoping its shadow would make it harder to spot me. At that moment, I forgot about the busy square, about the loud people, the scent of the delicious food floating around, and I focused on one thing, as if I was getting ready to attack. I checked out Rai. Even though I saw him every single day, it was like I was actually seeing him for the first time. Before, he had just been another stoic warrior, training and going on missions alongside me. Now, I noticed how tall he was, just as tall as Marco and Duke, and how out of room his strong shoulders and arms seemed inside his dark red shirt. His usual wild, messy, dark golden hair was neatly combed back, and his sun-kissed skin shone golden under the sunlight. He looked as stoic and quiet and hard as always, and yet I had to admit it was the first time I realized he was cute. No, scratch that. Cute wasn't a strong enough word. Rai was handsome. My heart skipped a beat. Not 10 feet in front of me, my mother crossed my line of sight, carrying a vast tray overflowing with food. She hurried to a long table to my left, and together with other women, started organizing the food. I hurried to her side. "Dash, may I speak with you?" She smiled at me. "Of course."
In private, please."
Her usual smile faded.
"Sure."
My mother followed me to the edge of the square, where there were fewer people to hear us. She knotted her hands on her blouse and faced me.
"You're making me nervous, Shay. What is it?"
"I heard something
about?"
I pressed my lips tight. Deciding honesty was the best, I blurted. "Marco and Duke told me Rai is going to ask Dot for my hand." Her mouth made a little O as she looked out to where my father still talked with Rai. She returned her eyes to me, softer.
"You weren't supposed to find out like that."
I gasped, my heart squeezing. "So it's true."
"It was Rai's Dot's idea," she said. "Rai lost his fiancée years ago, and you two are unpromised and getting older. You both need to marry soon."
I cringed. If I was the lady who would grow old alone with a bunch of cats, Rai was the guy who would grow old with a horde of dogs. So that was why he was asking for my hand.